Dear Mr. Chair, distinguished colleagues in the room, today I want to take our mothers, all the fighters for the women's rights, for having filled the Beijing Declaration with life 30 years ago. Since then, there has been a lot of progress on gender equality, but even today, we have not yet achieved the true gender equality in our daily lives. On the contrary, looking at the current trends, we will likely to face pushbacks on this team. I will give you an example from the German parliament last week. One of the German leaders in the parliament told that there are not enough qualified women for taking the responsibility in politics, so we shouldn't urge them to. I would say on the contrary, we have got the best qualified women of the times we have been on this earth who can and who will take the responsibility not only in the politics, in the daily life, on the all what matters our lives as women in the world. And this is why we need to focus on attention more on gender equality, again in order of prevent women from being pushed back into traditional roles, because we need their skills in the business sector, their voices in the politics, and their participation in society for a successful future. Here are three examples of what this means in practice on the focus of areas of the Beijing Declaration for us in Germany. Women in Germany still earn 80% less than men. Women need to be economically equal in order to be financially independent. Second, women around the world need more autonomy on their bodies. This includes issues of targeted research and medicine, especially but reproductive rights for all of them. Other key focus of German government's work is on tackling violence against women. This includes a program that has created more places in women's shelters over the past few years. Third, we need women to have more to say in politics and business, so their interests are heard, their voices are heard. Through legal reforms, Germany expanded women quotas in supervisory and management boards of large companies. This helped increase the share of women in leadership positions. Again and again, we see political and social forces who try to restrict the rights of women. Let us continue the work of our mothers together so that girls and women have the same opportunities in education, in the workplace, and in shaping our society's lives. For a colorful and vibrant democratic future, in the United Nations and beyond. Thank you very much, Mr.